In the last 10 years, the economy of the Chichagof Island community of Pelican has faltered, and the city has lost half its residents. But among many living in Pelican today, 88 according to the Census Bureau, there is a sense of loyalty to the place they call home and a willingness to persevere through difficult times. In the second of a three-part series, KCAW's Ed Ronco heads to the library.
Like most of the buildings in Pelican, the public library sits on stilts over the water along the half-mile boardwalk that is this city's main drag. Inside, Linda 80 greets patrons from her seat at the librarian's desk.
Hey, stranger.
Hello. So how are you, neighbor?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, pretty good.
The man signs a piece of paper to use one of the internet terminals while 80 eats an apple and organizes the cards that show who's borrowed what. 80 has worked here since 2008.
The cold storage closed its doors. I lost my job, and I'm doing two part-time jobs just to keep my house.
She says this job just happened to be available when she needed it, but it seems like a good match. 80 says she loves everything about books, especially the smell of a brand new one.
I've always dreamed of having a library in my own house. You know, with shelves, floor to wall or ceiling, and all covered in a nice easy chair and a big table. So when I used to do my essays and stuff, and I have boxes and boxes of books, I'm just waiting for a library. I just need to build it.
But it was this library that served as her hangout when she was growing up in Pelican in the 1970s. It's been the hangout for a few more kids since then. As record of that, green pieces of tape stuck all over the side of one bookcase.
Can I ask you, I've just been staring over your shoulder though as we've been talking, what's going on there?
That's for all the kids in town and their heights as they grow up. From the little kids, they would come in and move their heights as they grow up. And there's probably, 30 maybe, 35?
How many of those kids are still in town?
Well, they're not kids anymore. Some of them are adults. I'm going to say about 15, maybe 17.
So about half are still here.
Yeah, about half of them are still here.
And that, says 80, isn't too bad, considering that Pelican's economy doesn't make day-to-day life easy. One of the few services in town is 80's other part-time job, delivering freight that comes in on seaplanes. A lot of that freight is food. Pelican has been without a grocery store since the cold storage closed.
There used to be two bars, now there's one, because if there's no main employer like the cold storage going, there was no extra workers, there was no young families with kids.
Let's get our coat lined up at the door. If you have your gloves, make sure you have your gloves.
The Pelican School District had 12 students in the last school year, 9 in middle and high school, and 3 in the elementary. The sun is shining on this May afternoon as the elementary school students, 2 fourth graders and a first grader, work on a garden. Connie Newman is their teacher and the school superintendent. She's hoping people, in addition to plants, will put down roots here. But getting people to stay has been increasingly difficult. Once upon a time, this district operated out of 4 buildings with about 60 students.
Probably about 10, 15, 20 years ago. See, I think the closing of the plant has had a tremendous impact.
And now, with a dozen students, the district is dangerously close to a cutoff point. If enrollment sinks below 10 students, the state will reduce funding to the district year by year until there's no state money left.
And the city of Pelican would have to pick that up if they so chose.
There were no seniors this last year, but there are 3 next year, which means unless new students enroll, the district will drop to 9 students once those seniors graduate. Newman says her staff is preparing for that. The district's maintenance man will not return to work next year, and the school district, now housed in 2 buildings, will consolidate into 1. The elementary school will move into the high school's old home economics classroom. Newman says even she and her husband Jim have considered leaving Pelican, but they find themselves too invested in this community. Financially, sure, but also emotionally.
I mean, we own a home here. Jim and I own a home. And so we are committed to the town and the community and the kids. The kids are very sweet. I don't think you can find sweeter kids.
You look like you have a lot of fun every day.
Oh, well, most of the time.
Newman is concerned about the future, but as she talks about it, we both look out the window. She says there's much to be thankful for here, whether it's the mountains just across the inlet that soar out of the water, or the kids who get excited about gardening in the school's front yard. Newman says that's part of why she stays. That, and because she believes, as so many here do, that Pelican's future is bright. Reporting from Pelican, I'm Ed Ronco.